Blog Talk Radio.
So come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna.
Oh, dang, guys. You already know, baby. It's your boy, Tetra Belaz, all day, no homo. Sometimes, but not really.
Sometimes, but that's only when, you know, you take the Patron and mix it with the Grey Goose and you stick tap water in it.
Yeah, and then you get a little bit of the puku puku and a little chaka chaka.
And when you do the puku puku and the chaka chaka, you get the funky mix. You feel me?
I feel you.
All day. South of the border, you already know, baby. It's that doctor.
Ooh, it's el doctor.
It's el doctor.
It's el doctor.
It's el doctor. Stop it. Yo, welcome to the show, guys. So much.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the show, guys.
Repeat what I say all day.
Nope.
I love that song. When I was playing around, Tetra, you see me screaming. I was like, ay, 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 ay.
Yeah, man. I was like 2 seconds away from calling Chef Joe. I don't know what they've done to you over there, man.
It tore me
up. The goats and the motor oil. Dang, guys.
Guys, I have some top-notch stories for you guys today, so... You know, there's like 2 days of school left before I'm off and doing my thing at and the blizzard of NAU.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah. But I was walking, you know, and like school's over. I was wearing my shades, you know, some big earphones. I'm like, let's do this, you know, let's get these last days out.
Okay.
So I'm walking, and I see all these people walking towards the cafe, you know?
Yeah, and the I'm cafeteria.
Like, the cafe, and I'm like, why are these people walking the cafe like, you know, like herds of cows, you feel me?
Yeah, and like the graves in the grass.
Apparently. So when I get there, they told me that there's, like, a dead goat scattered across our campus. And I'm like, what the heck, you know? I'm like, dude, that's just straight up, like, Hannibal Lecter stuff, you feel me?
That's ridiculous, man. Like, a dead goat? What?
No. And then, anyway, we didn't even get to class, like, all first period because, like, they were cleaning the place up because, like, what happened was they tied some goats up, like, hog-tied them with, like, their arms and legs. And
yeah.
They spray-painted them, like, 2011.
And oh, my.
There's oil everywhere and eggs and, like,
dang.
Fumar. Smoke was
what?
Everywhere. Fumar, you know? It's just,
fumar.
Fumar. Fumar was there, you know? Moonwalker can. I hate Fumar.
Dang, man. That sounds like my typical Saturday.
Typical Saturday in Mexico, you feel me?
Hey, real quick. Do you remember that stupid thing that Mr. Allison was saying? He was like, I'm going to name my son Fumar.
Yeah, guys. We had this thing back in the day. He's like, I'm going to name my kid Fumar. Or
yeah, he's like, because I would file a lawsuit because every place says... No Fumar.
Exactly.
And they wouldn't let him in. I'm like, bro, grow up. You're 35 years old. Man.
He's like 55.
He's like 80, guys.
He's like 80, but we still said he was like a young guy. Just, you know, make him happy. But
Yeah. He needed our help to breathe. Like, sometimes while teaching, he would just stop in the middle of the lecture, and then we had to go give him some mouth-to-mouth.
Yeah, like, I had to, like, pull his mustache back. Like, I just took his mustache hair and, like, pulled his lip, and I just, like, you know, tried to breathe in his mouth without a... touching his lips, you feel me?
Yeah, sometimes I'd get a little kinky, and I put them...
What?
Not
on air, you know?
Not today.
Don't want to get fined again. Guys, we've been getting fined left and right on the station, because we've been saying some... The past few shows, I mean, we've been getting a little wild up in here, you feel me?
Yeah, we said some profanity last Thursday, huh?
Yeah, we did that, and then, like, we said something about, like... I can't even say it, because I'm not trying to get fined again, but...
Yeah.
You know, I mean, our fans like it, but... My wallet doesn't like it, you feel me?
Yeah, my bank account is getting pretty upset at me.
Exactly.
Because it's negative 300. And now Tony the Shark is after me.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I said that today.
Oh, my God, I hate that guy.
Anywho, guys, I want to say something really quick about products out there. The lemonade strawberry thing at McDonald's, it's pretty good, you know?
It's pretty delicious, but...
It's pretty good until you get to the strawberries, you feel me?
Yeah, like, the lemonade is delicious because it's delicious. Exactly like lemons. But
it does.
Really?
It's really tart and sour, you know, like the fair, you know?
Yeah, yeah, like
it's like,
dang, man, you see me how I'm stopping myself on these jokes?
I know, I feel you, because, like, I'm trying to get fined again, you know?
Yeah, but, dude, yeah, so anyways, it's good, but once you get down to that strawberry part, it's just, like, no less, I mean, I don't know, it's still good, I guess, you just gotta mix it up, I guess.
It tastes like filthy shoes. If you
yeah, can, like.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, it's like a weird, like, taste, but.
Yeah, if you've ever seen Hagrid from Harry Potter, you get a whiff of his shoes and get a little lick, that's how it tastes.
You smell Frodo's feet? And that's what it's called.
Frodo is a completely different movie.
You smell Frodo's feet, and that's what, no, but it's good though. Like,
yeah, good.
How much was it? Like $2. I mean, it was cheap, you know.
Yeah, we thought it was gonna be like $8.
I know. Actually, I think the guy at the register made a mistake, but you know.
I think he's a retard, man. He's like, hey, can we get a strawberry? What was it called? Lemonade thing.
Yeah.
And he's like, wait, what did you want? And like strawberry lemonade. And he looked all stupid and confused.
And he turned around and looked at the menu.
Yeah.
I didn't even know we had that.
Yeah, I was like, what the heck? It's ridiculous. So I hit him.
Yeah, with a gun. But, you know, that's how it goes. Tonight, guys, we have Jason Lancaster of Go Radio on the show. I mean...
Oh, Go Radio on the show. That's ridiculous.
It's great. It's another Warped Wednesday, guys. I mean, I'm so happy to, like, bring you guys these Warped Wednesdays. Because they've been great, man. They've been really, like, I've loved them a lot, you know?
Yeah, it's just pretty much, like, it's fun, you know? You get to meet new bands and talk to them and see how they roll.
Totally. You get to meet, like, new bands. This is all leading up to, guys, the big show. It's going to be close to August 7th when the Warped Tour comes to Phoenix. We're going to be giving away backstage passes and side stage passes. So you don't got to be out there, you know, in the mosh pit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, because sometimes, you know, it gets a little too much.
It gets crazy, you know? I mean, me and Tetra, we've been to, like, I would say a good 60 concerts we've been to together, and, like, you know, they can get rowdy sometimes. And like,
yeah, sometimes you got to throw an elbow or two, you know, maybe three. I don't know.
Exactly. And so we're giving out these side stage passes are, like, legit, because you just get to stand up there on the side of the stage while they're playing, and you get to watch people in the mosh pit. You're like, oh, so
maybe
so.
You can go buy a McDonald's lemonade and strawberry drink and chill it.
Ooh, I like how you're plugging that, you know, so we get some more sponsors on the show. Guys,
yeah.
I heard something great the other day. I just want to say this real quick. I was listening to the radio. I was painting my house, right? I texted Tetra this, like, immediately. On the radio, I'm painting my house, right?
Yeah.
I hear me and you on the radio advertising for this show. Dude, I was flipping out.
When you texted that,
yeah.
I was like, get the f*** out of here, man. With that lies. I thought he was just kidding with me.
It was crazy because, like, we did this, so, like, I don't know when we did this. It was, like, a couple weeks ago. We did it for 104.7 and... 101.5, these rap stations, you know, because that's what, like, the kids listen to, you know, we're trying to hit the, like...
The kids,
you know, we're trying to hit them, and so, like, I was just painting, and all I heard was, ooh, you already know, baby, and it was Tetra, and I was like, oh, my, I, like, dropped my paint everywhere, I was like, ooh, I was, like, running around, but we're getting big, man. We just started out, 7 people, it's like a million now.
Yeah, guys, I mean, but we got to thank... The listeners.
We gotta thank the listeners. We gotta thank the bands that come on here. We gotta thank Ella Fitzgerald's son, Ray Brown Jr., for starting this all up, you know?
We gotta thank the old Jimmy, the Jim Whiters.
Oh, the Jim White, the producer of the show. Dude's a beast, man. He's amazing.
Like, he's going, you know, he has a future ready, but he's gonna have a better one.
He's gonna have a good future. I mean, nothing lasts forever. I mean, we're blessed to have Jim, because, like, he should be doing bigger things with bands right now, but... He's doing it with us right now while he's juggling with, like, some other band, so.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't Jim do, like, adult XXX pornos on the side or no?
Nah, man, that's Jim Long. That's a different guy.
Oh, dang, that's Howie Long.
That's Jim Long, his brother.
Howie Long, the commentator for Fox?
Nah, that's Jim Long. That's Jim White.
Oh, that's mine, Jamie. I got my guys mixed up.
That's the hedgehog.
What? Hedgehog?
Anyway, guys.
Oh, God. Guys, real quick, I just want to go out there. I got the black lung recently.
Yeah, he's really sick right now. He's, like, coughing, like, loogies all over the studio right now.
Yeah, like, I accidentally tried to laugh, and I hocked a loogie in Mickey's face.
Yeah, and Mickey was like, no me gusta.
He's like, oh, that's like my mama's cooking. I was like, whoa, Mick, dang, gross, Mickey.
You know what Mickey said as soon as you spit all over his face? You know what he said?
What?
He was so happy, man.
Dude, remember when we first made the website and he spelled his name wrong?
I put Mikey sign on.
You put Mikey.
My bad, Mixer. Hey, give me a thumbs up. Look, he's got his thumb.
His thumb is to the side. What does that mean? He doesn't have any thumbs.
I'm just kidding. All right, but let's get this started, guys. Interview with Jason Lancaster from the amazing band Go Radio. This song is called Any Other Heart off their new album. Just came out in March, Lucky Street.
Ooh.
I'm excited, man. You ready to do this?
Hey, Doc, let me go set this up real quick and do what you got to do.
All right, this is Any Other Heart by Go Radio.
And this is my last remaining filter on my last remaining words. It's leaving the taste of something bitter on my tongue. I'm leaving a ladder full of reasons along with a line that starts to blur into a page that says you faded away too young. 'Cause you're leaving something short of innocent. I'm still thinking of the times we should have spent. It's as if this form of treason crawled up deep inside your head. I left you notes on how to keep your insides dead. If I had any other heart, if any other beat were louder.
All right, so for all the people out there that are listening right now, that really don't know much about Go Radio, or this is like their first time listening or whatnot. How, like, what are you guys about? Like, how did you guys get started, and like, what are you guys? What are you guys doing?
And Go Radio is a four piece just here, just trying to be. I guess if you think about it, it's really about just making honest rock and roll. We feel like there hasn't been a lot of that recently, and it's something we're trying to bring back. Just honest rock and roll, singing about things that matter to people, and it's really important for us. Making songs that, we feel like, especially this last record, songs that, make sense to people. Like, you sit there and you listen to the record, and it talks about things that most people don't touch on anymore. Everyone sings songs about girls and boys and everything like that, but we're trying to make a record that sings about, like, on this record we touched on faith, lack of faith, like, everything.
Yeah, totally. I gotta say this real quick, because I know exactly what you're saying. Like, you guys are trying to bring back, like, honest rock and roll. And, like, there's, like, a couple bands that are trying to, like, you guys, Go Radio, because we're trying to play you guys on the station. Gaslight Anthem, that's another band that's been doing that.
Amazing band.
Because our fans are telling us right now, they're drawing comparisons. You guys and Gaslight Anthem are pretty much, so you guys are both, like, trying to bring back rock and roll, and that's awesome, man. So, for the people out there, how did you meet the band? How did you guys all get started?
We, this band started with a lot of people that I knew growing up. Yeah. I went to high school with Steve, our drummer, and he was just really, like, in every scene there's bands that they grow up and everyone's like, I want to play with that guy. And Steve was that guy in every band that I ever saw growing up. Steve was the drummer that everyone wanted to have. And so we got him in, and Burns was a close friend of mine in Tallahassee. And he was a natural fit, and we were like, we want a bass player. There's Burns. They're Matt Polis. Alex actually came over the internet, believe it or not. It's kind of crazy. We went through two guitarists before him, and they all, like, have left to lead their lives and do things that they want to do, and we're super stoked for them. But Alex was a guy that we interviewed over the internet, and he came down to try out and just kind of never left.
That's crazy.
Yeah, dude, everybody else has been really, really just kind of friends of mine that I've known and that I've grown up with throughout the years.
That's really cool that you get to play
with all
your friends.
Yeah.
Sorry?
I thought it's really cool that you get to play with all your friends. I mean, that's like something that everybody wants to do,
Yeah, man, it's the rock and roll dream, like, everyone wants to play music with their friends, and that's the point of being in a band anymore, is that everyone wants to play music with their friends and tour the country and see everything, and it's amazing.
Yeah, totally.
I just want to know, the name Go Radio, that's pretty cool, but how did you guys, get the idea of the name?
Go Radio was something that we thought about for a long time, and we were like, well, maybe it's too literal. We don't want people to think that we're just here to just go radio.
Mm-hmm.
But it was something that we were going, hey, we want to – I'll put it to you like this. There's a band called Social Burn in the early 90s, or late 90s, rather. I went to high school with them. And their singer, Neil Alday, was sitting there and he was talking one day. And he's like – he did an interview and he was like, he said he turned on the radio one day and realized that he didn't like what was on it. So he's like, I want to change it. And that was kind of like the inspiration behind all this. Like, Go Radio. We don't like what's on the radio right now. We want to change it. We want to make things back more rock and roll like they used to be. We want to make things, more, I guess, authentic.
Yeah.
Sing about things that matter. Talk to people who want to listen and just make things rock and roll again, because that hasn't existed in a long time.
Yeah, it really hasn't. And you guys are trying to bring that back, which is, like, awesome. So the Vans Warped Tour, I mean, are you guys totally stoked for this or what?
Dude, Warped Tour has been, like, a huge thing for everyone for so long.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I keep saying this, but it's this huge staple in rock and roll. And I really couldn't be more excited about it. It's this huge thing that we've been lucky enough to get on. I remember when I was getting into doing the record, we were in the middle of recording the record, and Burns walks in and he holds up his phone and he's like, hey, we got Warped Tour. I'm like, you gotta be shitting me, there's no way we got Warped Tour.
Yeah,
it was amazing. like jumped up and down. There's actually like audio of it because we were in the middle of recording the record, and I was just jumping up and down, going like, "Yes, we got Warped Tour. This shit is fucking awesome."
Should have put that on the album.
It's incredible, man. It's incredible. Yeah, I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, that's something you guys got to release when you guys do like a, you know, like a DVD behind the scenes kind of thing. That'd be pretty cool.
We should. It's there somewhere. I know it is.
So this is a question I have. What are you guys, like, some of your favorite places to play at?
You know, the Norva in Virginia is amazing. It's called the Norva. It's an amazing place. But honestly, tonight we're right in the middle of our first headlining tour ever.
Yeah.
And every night has been incredible so far. But tonight we're in Iowa City.
Really?
And, we're at this place called The Bricks.
Mm-hmm.
And, dude, it's been incredible tonight. There were, like, so many kids here, and everyone was singing along. Like, tonight may have honestly won my vote on that. It might be my honest favorite place to play.
That's
it's absolutely incredible. Blows my mind.
That's cool. Have you guys ever played in Arizona yet?
Yeah, we did a couple of shows in Arizona. Actually, on this last show, on this last tour with the Rocket to the Moon.
Ooh, good band.
Arizona's amazing, man. Arizona's absolutely incredible. Phoenix was great.
Sweet. Did you have a question?
You know, so like, on your iPod right now, like, what kind of music are you in, like, listening to right now?
I'm a folk guy, honestly. Like,
dude,
I love
great.
I love Abbott Brothers. We just got the new Manchester Orchestra record, Simple Math. Have you heard it?
Yes, totally. They're coming here with a Cage the Elephant. I'm super stoked for that. It's gonna be
dude,
great.
That tour is gonna be incredible.
Yeah.
Manchester Orchestra changed my fucking life. I swear to God. It's so good. It's so good. I listen to a lot of Bright Eyes. Death Cab for Cutie is my jam for always. It's absolutely amazing.
Totally. You bought Mumford & Sons too, right? I mean, that's an amazing band.
Absolutely. Mumford is they're amazing.
Dude, they're
absolutely incredible.
They're great. I saw them a couple weeks ago for that railroad tour they had. That's like the best concert I've ever seen in my life. I mean, they're crazy.
I want to see that so bad. I wish to God I wasn't on tour so I could see that tour. That's the only reason.
Dude, it was so sick.
It's so good.
We were sitting there, like, because in Phoenix and Tempe, downtown, we were just down there, and, like, a train came by, and they just all jumped off the train, and they just started playing. It was, like, the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. It was super sick.
It's amazing. I wish I'd thought of that first.
It was genius.
Yeah, it's
we
so
can
good.
Still totally use that, and then say you bought it from that.
Oh,
you know?
Totally. All right, so When you're writing your music, I think you kind of touched on this before, but I'll kind of bring it back up. Where do you get your inspirations from? Is it personal experiences, or is it like things you see in life?
It's all personal. You know, like everything is written from stuff that's actually happened to either me or the band.
Yeah.
You know, like I live my life with the motto, without blood on the sword's just a toy. You know, it doesn't matter. If I haven't been through it, why would I sing about it? I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
And like I don't know what that part of life is about because I haven't been through it. But things that I've experienced and things that I've lived through and things that I have a story to tell about, you know, I feel like I owe it to everyone to just say, hey, this happened to me. I survived.
Yeah.
Here's how you get through it. You know, like, and I just people that sing about things they don't know about, I feel honestly bad for. Because they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what that story is about. They don't know how it feels. And it's not fair to them, and it's not fair to the fans.
Yeah.
It's totally true. I mean, why sing something about that you've never even experienced? Because it's not part of you, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, totally.
Absolutely.
So we're kind of running low on time, but we're going to ask the usual question that we ask every single band that's been on here. What advice do you guys have for any band that's out there right now sweating and trying to, like, get their name out there?
You know, it's honestly just tour.
Yeah.
Tour, 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 tour. And it's not always easy. And, you know, you might play a show for five kids.
Mm-hmm.
Where those five kids go and they each tell five friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's how you build. You know, anymore, no one's buying records anymore. Everyone's downloading things off the internet, and that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's how you have to do it. You know, like, for instance, I was talking about the Manchester Orchestra record. You know, we got that record early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to say how we got it, but we got it early, and it's amazing. But then we spent the last all day yesterday going and trying to find it to buy. and just going like, hey, I have to find this record. I have to find this record. It's so good. I want to contribute my part and find it and buy it and read the cover and everything like that. But no one really does that anymore. So you have to tour. You have to get out and go, here's my band. Here's what we sound like. You know, I hope you're into it.
Totally.
And for every, if one person tonight sees our band and goes, this is amazing, then our job is done.
Totally.
You know,
it's
all about touring.
Yeah. Well, Jason, it's been great having you on the show, man.
Real quick, for everybody that wants to, you know, check you guys out, where can they see that at?
Yeah.
You can go to wearegoradio.com, and it has links to all our Twitters, Facebooks, everything. MySpace, it has it all. Just go and check it out, and it's all there. So wearegoradio.com.
Sweet. Dude, it's been great having you on the show. We're going to try to put you guys' name out there as much as we can on the show, man, because we're some fans, man. We like your guys' music, so it's good stuff, man.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks for coming on the show.
Absolutely.
Stay cool. All
right, you too, buddy.
Stay golden all day, go radio.
Oh, my genius, that was really cool.
He's a really nice dude. I heard stuff from before Jim was telling me, and Jessica was telling me something else before, too. He's, like, a really nice dude. I guess Jim met him, like, a long time ago. I don't even know if I should have asked him about that. Do you remember meeting Jim? But, like, Jim said he met him. He said he's, like, a super nice dude. Like, you wouldn't expect
him. He seems really chill and just, like, down to earth.
Totally,
I mean,
dude.
Like,
I'm excited for Warped Tour, and I'm going to meet it. Guys, interrupting myself. I'm going to say this real quick. For Warped Tour, we're going to try to take pictures with all these bands we've interviewed. Something
like legitimately, how we went to the Chandler Festival?
Oh, yeah, we went to Expendables. We took a picture with them, and we took a picture with the
one
from
Short.
All that stuff. We're going to do that again. We're going to do that at Warped Tour because we're going to have passes ourselves, too. So the people who win the passes, you guys are going to see us, too. We're going to be chilling with us. Well, not really, but you'll see us around.
I mean, you might be.
You might see us, you know. We'll do some stuff, but it's been a good show, man. Go Radio, I love them. Because they remind me
so
much of Gaslight
Anthem.
Yeah,
the music was, like, really cool.
Totally. I mean, we've getting all these emails, and they're saying, oh, there's so much, like, Gaslight Anthem, and there's so much, like, blah, 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 blah. But I love Gaslight Anthem. Go Radio sounds just like them, so. Good stuff, man. It's been a good show. Oh, good stuff, good stuff. Next week on Warped Wednesday, we're going to have the band Neo Geo on.
Neo Geo.
They're going to be on, and they're, like, I don't even know. They're like a Paramore, kind of, you know? Comparing
bands.
They're like a Paramore. The lead singer, her name's Rihanna. She's going to be on our show. She's going to be on our show. She's going to be on, and we're going to be talking to her about their stuff. I mean, they're a pretty good band. Jim was showing me some stuff today, and you heard it too, Tetra. They're really good, huh?
Yeah. But, like, that should be an interesting conversation of how she got her stage name.
Rihanna?
Yeah.
That's her real name. Her name's Rihanna Williams, no joke. I think she had Rihanna before Rihanna was even, like, this Rihanna, you know?
Yeah, we'll dig deep more on that on next Wednesday.
I'm going to pull out my shovel and dig deep into this one because, I mean, Rihanna's a big name, you feel me?
Yeah. It's like Tetra.
Totally.
And Dr. Bones. But, anyway.
I want to say something really quick. If you guys type in Dr. Bones and Tetra on Google, you'll just see pictures of us if you go to images.
Oh, my God, yeah. So, real quick, guys, I'm sorry. I'm in my computer class. I type in Dr. Bones and Tetra. Now, Google Images, random pictures, like, of our shirts, of our pens, you know, random stuff.
Like, pictures of us. I mean, it's crazy stuff, but real quick, Lucky Street by Go Radio. Go pick that up. Oh, my goodness. We got to give up these T-shirts and CDs. Real quick, I'm going to say it real fast. Go to the Dr. Bones and Tetra show.webs.com. Go to contact us. Here we go. We're going to do it real quick. For the first three people to get on, you're going to get a T-shirt or a signed CD.
Put your name, last name, and phone number.
Name, last name, phone number. We're going to give you the secret word right now. And one more time, that's the Dr. Bones and Tetra show.webs.com. Go to contact us. Put in your name, your email. Type in the secret word. The secret word. You ready for this, Tetra?
Oh, thank God.
Here we go. Mango. That's
Jeez. Mango.
First people to do it. It's been a really, really good show, Tetra. I mean, I loved it.
Good stuff. We'll be back tomorrow.
Tomorrow for another great show. We're going to be talking about the moon. I don't know. But tomorrow
yeah, we don't
even
know what we're doing.
But this is Dr. Bones.
Hey, yeah, you already know, baby. It's your boy Tetra B. Love.
Thank you so much for listening, guys.
And this is my last remaining filter on my last remaining words. It's leaving the taste of something.